This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
October the 20th, 2017. Has this week been a good week for you? Has it been a boring week for you? Has it been a week in which you discovered something that you didn't know? Or maybe all of those things together? No matter what, I think that today being Information Overload Day, this is a day in which companies looking to bring awareness to what happens when you overload your employees and customers with too much information is observed. How about that? I'm going to consider those of you who are not Jennifer, Victoria, or Kara to be my customers. I think that's real. My listeners, you're the patrons. You are here because you get something out of this that you wouldn't get out of any other program that you could listen to at this time. So how about it, ladies? Let's take a vote. How many people want me to continue information overload, not with you, but overload the audience with more information? How many people are in favor of that? Please say aye, Jennifer.
Me, aye.
Me, aye. Sounds like something a cat with a bad stomach would be saying.
Oh,
meow.
Me, aye.
All right, so, Victoria, your hand up or not?
I don't know that overload's good for anybody, right?
Come on.
I think we should continue providing information, not in an overload, though.
Right.
All right. So what does that mean? We, thank instead you, of doing 14 or 15 different items a day, we cut it back to a dozen because the audience can't handle it? Come on.
No, what that means is that you can do more stories, but you don't spend as much time on them. So don't do 10 minutes of the same story.
Space.
Otherwise, it's too much. Yes.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to mention specifics.
Just a second.
That was a dig and a half. Space?
It was.
I thought that was what? It was an overload or it was a dig?
It was both.
Jennifer, are you standing up for me or not? Where are you?
I'm just going to hang out here and watch what happens.
That's so. I'm going to think that people are fascinated with what's going on in space, and it gives them something else to think about other than the day-to-day things that are, okay, so I'm not talking about space. We'll go around the country and around the world and talk about other things. For example, the death toll in the hepatitis outbreak in California, up to 19, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. 500 people, most of them in San Diego, and most of them homeless, have been infected with hepatitis A since about a year ago at this time, actually. The largest outbreak of the disease in the past 20 years. Also, Santa Cruz, Los Angeles, San Francisco. How come all this stuff is in California? You don't see any people in Montana getting this, having this problem with hepatitis A. Why? What's going on in California?
Too many people, I would think. I mean, I don't know exactly why.
Too many homeless people?
Well, for one, too many homeless people, too many people in general. It's easy to pass around that way. It had started, I had heard, in a restaurant, actually, in San Diego, but then it spread quickly to the homeless people, and they were spraying down the streets with bleach at night to try to prevent it from spreading around. And then shortly after that, then in Los Angeles, they declared an emergency as well because the numbers were just shooting up from where they, I guess they're pretty low. I mean, you see 0 to 1 cases of this a year.
Right, except in California.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Where we breed it.
Yeah, apparently. Okay, that's information overload item number one, and we only spent 2 minutes and 13 seconds on it. Next, the number of people who are starving in our country, or around the world, never mind. I think the term is food insecurity, Victoria, isn't it? If you have a problem, you're...
Yes, that's right. One of the terms, sure.
Yeah. All right, so the food insecurity problem. There are a lot of regions in the world, and people want to focus on these. Let's give money to the Sudan or Somalia or people in Syria. And all those things, all those people in all those places, yeah, they need help. But as we discovered earlier this week and have talked about, I don't know how many times in the past 20, 30 years about how many people are hungry and homeless in our country.
Yeah, it's in the millions, right?
14 million children go to bed every night hungry. And then if you go around the world, this problem exists in at least 45 countries. 70 million people in other countries around the world need some kind of food assistance. 40% higher than it was 2 years ago. The numbers of people who are starving, malnutrition, what is it, malnourished is the word, I think. Staggering numbers.
How is that number increasing? That's crazy. In the U.S., I mean, in the U.S.
Because we are stupid. These laws that keep getting passed so you can't do anything with the food. And that's why I'm underscoring.
That's true. That's a big part.
A story that we, I think I told you about stopping and eating at a Wegmans last week.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy had nice pizza and he was ready to close. I said, what do you do with the pizza? He says, we throw them out. All the food in the fast food service thing. Now, the stores that are open 24 hours a day don't do that. But a place like that, they're required to throw it out. So this is a starvation situation for many people. All right, how many minutes did I spend on that, Kara? 2.5 minutes, right?
Sure. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
2.5 minutes, yep. All right, I got to keep moving. Got to keep everybody happy. Let's see. Next item of interest. France is eyeing a ban on street harassment of women. If you use a different preposition there, it changes the whole context of the information. If there's harassment for women or harassment of women, it's two different things. So the Frenchies are considering fines, Frenchie fines for harassment, catcalling, street harassment. A lot of that has the focus on it, gaining momentum with social media. And here's the story of Marlene Schiappa, the junior minister for gender equality. Do we have one of those in America? Do we have a minister for gender? Do we have a secretary? Do we have somebody someplace?
I don't think so.
Not one that I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
All right, this lady said that she told street harassers they ought to be fined the equivalent of thousands of dollars on the spot. Interview on NPR. She was appointed by the new French president, Mr. Macron. She's in charge of equality between women and men. Man, that's going to be a big task. And street harassment is one of them. So how many of you, I ask this collectively, but I'll go to Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, have ever looked at a guy and said, ooh, to him? Or have you, if you think it, does it not have the same impact as if you were to act?
That is so creepy.
It?
I would not verbalize that.
You would.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Kara and I have probably audibly molested Harry Styles, but not
right, so
in
how's
front
that?
Of him.
Yeah, there's definitely a difference between, I think we've all seen someone that we've, you know, thought is attractive walking somewhere, but I would never yell out, I would never say something out loud to them.
Mm-hmm. So, guys do it, but women don't. See, I've been told that women sometimes, when they're together, are more, not vicious, but they're more crude than men are.
But that
really?
Doesn't mean you catcall people.
Right.
But how? In what way are you more crude?
I think women are much more crude.
I think they might say things amongst their group, things to themselves, but you generally don't. I mean, occasionally you might see a woman yelling at a man on the street, but just not nearly as often. And the things that they say, I think the difference is that when men do it, it tends to be a lot more threatening, and it just seems like the intent behind it. Like, this is an example that I have not heard before. This one is pretty bad, but I had a few friends who were walking in the middle of the day to a show in D.C. It was light out. There were other people around, and a guy drove by in a car and told them that they were going to get raped that night.
Oh.
That's a pretty bad example of catcalling, but, yeah. I mean, it happens. And it was a random guy that they'd never seen before. I had no idea who he was, just continued driving down the road. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I would ever see a woman doing something like that.
No, women just don't think that way.
Mm.
And I think the crude thing came about with Sex and the City. I mean, I don't think women were ever really judged or in their own sense felt, emboldened to really talk about things or admit that women talk about things the way that we do in a group setting at brunch or whatever when it's just the girls. But Sex and the City kind of normalized that because all of us watched that show or watched the movie or watched it later on and we're like, oh yeah, my friends do talk like that when we're at brunch together or whatever. But no, it's harmless, and it's nothing, like Kara was saying, it's not threatening, it's not done in public, it's not done to make a person, make a man feel smaller or threatened in any way. It's just totally a different thing. So, yeah, we can all say, sure, women are cruder when we're together in a social setting alone without guys. Okay, yeah, but it's totally a different thing than what this is completely.
Hmm. It's interesting how interpretation comes into the focus. I'm not disagreeing with you. I find it fascinating to listen to the interpretations of things that come out of the same sort of mindset, but yet because there's different juices flowing through the female body than there is through the male body. It comes out differently, or maybe the action is...
Well, we're all kind of talking about personal experience. You're a man. Have you ever felt threatened or, you know, catcalled by a woman when you're walking out on the street?
Threatened by a woman? I have felt... That's a very good question. I have felt threatened by women, but not because of things like that. But I've been threatened by women.
Yeah, so in a
sexual way. In several different layers. Sexual way, in a economic way. Yes.
Well, economic is different, but threatened sexually?
I don't know. When after
you had someone say, "I'm going to rape you tonight," or something like that.
No,
something the equivalent.
No, not the equivalent. I've had somebody say to me, "If you don't do this, I will do that," and it amounted to a mental rather than a physical raping. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. So
I just think it's. I think it's much more prevalent. I think there are examples of that happening, but I just think more often than not, it's men's nature to be
predatory. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just, I mean, it's part of the hunter-gatherer, predator
thing. Rather than all men are pigs, because I've heard that some women just don't trust men, don't like men, don't want to be around men, but yet they do. And then there's the generalizations that come about as a result of those experiences. That's not the same as the specific stuff that we're talking about here, but it's really fascinating to understand or try to understand the nuance, the difference between the sexes and what it is that makes men feel insecure and women feel insecure, because it's really what we're talking about. Insecure men do the kind of things that we are talking about, and women have their insecurities presented in a different way, but it is... A part of the human condition, part of what I think people need to get a better grasp on. So, very good. No, anyway, look at that. Kara, that conversation went on almost 5 minutes. Damn it.
Which is fine, because we all had something to contribute.
Aha! All right. You'll be hearing about the ultimate Hawaii tour to all the islands next week here on the DJV Experience, 20 past the hour.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
So there's a story about Billy Joel. I think we've established that with the music. Billy Joel is going to be a dad again. He's 68. This is the third time. He's been married four times. His wife, her name is Alexis, is pregnant. The last time I saw Billy Joel was a couple of years ago in Fenway Park, and he introduced his wife at that time, and she was quite pregnant. So now she's pregnant again, due next month. The piano man and his wife have a daughter named Della Rose. I came, that was August of 2015. Okay, so that was when we saw him. And then they got married, and she, it was a quick pregnancy, man. She got married, and next month she had a baby. Can you imagine that? What a heck of a gestation period, yeah.
Sounds very efficient.
Yeah. Alexa Ray Joel is his daughter. She's 31. And I think she's a result of the Christie Brinkley engagement, right? And he and Christie Brinkley are still friends, are they not? Don't they seem to be
getting along? I think he's pretty friendly with all of his exes.
Is he? Yeah.
Even that Katie Lee, I don't know about that.
She's,
who's Katie Lee? I don't know much about
she's
her.
She's the ex-wife before the one that's, yeah.
And what happened? What's her story?
They got married when she was, like, 22 or 23.
And he was 50?
Something. Coming. Yeah.
1,000?
Yeah. But they seem, I mean, I've interviewed her a few times, and she says that they have a great relationship. They're pretty happy. I mean, she got a $20 million townhouse out of the divorce, so I'd be happy. I'd say I have a good relationship with my ex, too.
I saw money grubbing so-and-so just because you get $20 million. You're going to have a good time? Is that, are you buying
I think
friendship?
That's a pretty good divorce. Yeah, you store a townhouse in the West Village? Absolutely.
I saw something that you will all groan about, that older men, this is a survey of younger women and their lovers, and the younger women say that older men are better lovers than the men that are their age.
I wonder how much older, though.
I don't know. I'll go back to the studies and define it. All right, next up in the world of music is every hour at this time, we take apart a couple of musical stories so you'll know what's going on. Some of your favorite performers, whether they are past or former, or, I mean the past or present. Kurt Cobain's MTV VMA, Boon Man, Michael Jackson's Rhinestone Glove, Prince's Cloud Guitar, Elvis's Aviator Sunglasses, among the notable items on the auction block. An auction coming up called Icons and Idols Rock and Roll Event. Kurt Cobain's Moon Man, which he got in 1992 when Nirvana won Best New Artist at the MTV Music Awards. That may be worth $50,000. There's a lot that's going to be up for auction, including artwork, handwritten notes, Nirvana, and Cobain's Blockbuster Video membership club, a membership card. You had it. You were.
Yeah, you got a card when you went to Blockbuster.
Yeah, you had to. It's like a little laminated card that you had to hand to the person to scan it for your account. You never went to Blockbuster Video?
No.
Oh my God!
How is that?
Where were you?
How is that possible?
I never went to.
It's like any other store now. How if you go to CVS or anywhere else, you get a membership card for it.
That's like I've never been to Macy's.
Oh my God!
That's weird.
I have a Walgreens card and I got a CVS card. If that's what you're talking about.
No, it's different.
Yeah.
I got a gym. When I go to the gym, I have a card they punch. Yeah. Anyway, Michael Jackson's white and black rhinestone glove, worn by him on the Triumph Tour in 1981, selling for between $60,000 and $80,000. So lots of stuff up in the memorabilia auction. 28 after here, DJ V time.
Champions are made. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of the most inspiring parts of emotional management is motivation. A big portion of my career is devoted to working with some of the best athletes in the entire world. And athletes, as you know, rely a ton on motivation. But just because they rely on motivation doesn't mean that they don't at times struggle with motivation. You see, motivation is a mindset. And we alone have the final say on the mindset that we have in life. By learning to master your self-talk, you can become the champion of your own motivation. And once you've become the champion of your motivation, you can become a champion at anything you undertake. For help with motivation, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get up to 2 pounds of shredding free. Powered by Iron Mountain. Staples. It's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28. In-store only. See associate for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hour Friday is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting Jennifer Horn, presenting Victoria Keelan, and presenting Kara Schillen on the DJV experience. Ben and Jerry's announcing they were going to take a stand for gay marriage in Australia. The announcement suggests that until the country's laws change to allow gay and lesbian couples to tie the knot, Ben and Jerry's will refuse to serve 2 scoops of the same ice cream at any of their Australian outlets.
Oh, boy.
I thought Australia already had gay marriage.
Apparently they don't.
Huh.
How about that? Until they fixed it. Skoputsky.
What if you want 2 scoops of cherry? I mean, come on, nothing?
Nope.
It's just wrong. It's just wrong.
In the Netherlands, low crime rates a problem because they have now too many empty prison cells. They've closed 4 prisons, and they're going to close 2 more. 19 altogether in the Netherlands.
Do they have any homeless people in the Netherlands?
Yeah, put them in jail.
They've got free cells, free rooms. They can put a bed in there, and then you've got rooms for people.
All right, so the ladies are eager to talk, not politics, but baseball. Because Victoria's in New York, Jennifer's in Los Angeles. So from the who cares who's going to win the fall festival of baseball, the World Series, ladies, would you like to handicap who's going to win?
The Dodgers. Come on, Dougie, you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you agree with that, Victoria?
Sure, I want the Dodgers to win, absolutely.
You do.
Which I have the hat and everything.
Which I think is awesome, because if you don't know, I live in Los Angeles, Victoria lives in New York, and Victoria's been very supportive, and it could very well be, Dougie, a Yankees-Dodgers World Series. We'll find out maybe tonight or tomorrow.
The Yankees win too much. I mean,
that's
they
share
cheat.
The wealth.
You're so smart. A smart New Yorker, Victoria. Look at you.
I just want to mention, weren't the Red Sox caught cheating
earlier
this year?
Yep.
Well,
but anyway,
was
in the Apple Watch.
That's like somebody saying to somebody else, okay, you did this. Well, you did that. Yeah. That doesn't change the reality.
The reality is Kara's correct. The Red Sox were cheaters. The Yankees were not.
Yeah, the Yankees have cheated a lot in the past.
Oh, my God. I love it. He's literally, like, it's almost, if I cared about baseball, it would be infuriating because Doug knows nothing about baseball, doesn't watch it, doesn't follow it. But then only just blindly loves the Red Sox just because you're from Boston.
Right. And he doesn't even really like the Red Sox.
I know. It's just because he hates the Yankees. It's like ingrained in every Bostonian.
I just don't like
I don't hate anything, but let me just talk a whole bunch of smack about it over and over again.
Yep.
Where'd that term come from? Talk smack.
Because you're smacking people with your words.
Really? Talk smack.
Well,
okay,
sure.
So let's talk smack about Representative Tony Cardenas.
Can you at least say congratulations to the Dodgers for going to the World Series?
Yeah, you're a part-time Los Angelian.
Just say it.
Nah.
Why?
Say it.
Because, you know, it stops up. Every time I go over to my daughter's house, there's a Dodgers game because the stadium's right above her house and the traffic is awful and you can't get through.
Oh,
my God.
Horrible.
Hey, then she should move, right? What came first, your daughter or the Dodgers?
Yeah, exactly. I believe once they left Brooklyn in the 50s.
I'm pretty sure she knew that the stadium was there when she
came. Yeah, no, she doesn't complain. I'm the one who's complaining. She isn't. She's used to. She's learned how to live with it. Go up the backside streets, and she became an expert when she lived in England for 7.5 years, driving down those narrow little streets. When you get out of London, one of the great, charming things about England and the English countryside are the roads that they will never change. As some of them are, when you really get into the country, they're like goat paths. And I remember driving down on any number of occasions in the little car. She had a little one of those little Rovers. And you'd have a truck coming at you, and you'd have to pretty much climb up onto the hedgerow on either side in order to get by. And so I think, why did I start telling that story, though? Where were we going?
It's a really good question.
Oh.
I don't know. You were talking about how your daughter has learned how to navigate those roads.
Oh,
for some reason, you haven't.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
So we're talking about England and the roads. So the roads, the back roads, Jennifer will attest to this. When you're in this area of Los Feliz, you're going up and down those hills. What?
Los Feliz.
So when you're driving up and down these narrow roads, there are just literally, basically, only room for one car to get through. You know, up and down the hills that are under Dodger Stadium?
Yeah.
But she's figured out how to go around the traffic because most people don't know where these little roads go. So, anyway, I'm the one who complains because I don't know all of those roads over there and get stuck in that traffic for the damn Dodgers games. All right, long as we're in Los Angeles, two members of Congress who represent various areas around and in Los Angeles County have been using campaign funds to buy tickets to go to Hamilton. Representative Tony Cardenas has spent $105,000 of his campaign and political action committee to buy tickets to go see Hamilton show.
Did you say $105,000?
$105,000.
How many times has he seen it?
He brought a lot of people and his staff.
I mean, I know the tickets are expensive, but I've looked them up, and it's about $750 that you can get a ticket for each show.
Right.
So that's a lot of tickets he's buying.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let's see here. He's friends, apparently, with the father of Lin-Manuel Miranda. But is this the appropriate use?
Maybe he could have negotiated some free tickets, then.
Is this in today's L.A. Times? Jennifer, is this the appropriate use of when people give to a political action committee? Do you expect your $100, $200, whatever you give, $500 to go to buy tickets to see Hamilton?
You should, because that's really what's happening. These people, I'm telling you, are the worst. And I don't know if we talked about it here, I don't think so. But did you guys see where 140 of the legislators in California actually signed a letter after the Harvey Weinstein thing. These women got together that work in Sacramento. They're either legislators or they're aides or they're lobbyists, whatever. They're working around Sacramento. 140 of them wrote a letter saying that they weren't going to tolerate the sexual abuse and harassment anymore. So you think, okay, maybe they're just making a stand because of something timely in the news. Well, it turns out that Sacramento has its fair share of Harvey Weinsteins, maybe not to the same level or really? Scale as Harvey Weinstein, but a story already broke yesterday about a Republican assemblyman who's been hit with charges, sexual misconduct, sexual abuse, that sort of thing. And apparently there's three more that are supposed to break next week of people coming out with allegations against lawmakers in California. So we're all messed up here. We're using money for Hamilton. I mean, it's just, it's bad news.
Well, the fact that there is so much of this stuff and the fact that we spent so much time, we were talking, if you want to go back, if you're listening on TuneIn Radio and you want to find, I guess now with the new website, it's pretty easy to go back and find something from an earlier hour in the same day. So go to djvshow.com, and you can see the various options that are there. So anyway, the last half hour featured a conversation about what men do to women in terms of sexual harassment and catcalling and that kind of stuff. And so the amount of time, the reason I bring it up, and I'm looking at the talkers list this week of the top 10 items, and the Weinstein scandal is still at number 3. Last week it was number 1. The amount of time we spend talking about this is maybe now directly related to the amount of people who are having a problem. This is a big problem.
Here you think, and, I mean, in Hollywood, I get it. You have a lot of young women who are trying to become stars, and they have this want and desire for fame. But when you're talking about women who are, I mean, if you're thinking of any other industry or career on the planet, women who go into politics tend to be tough. They know how to deal with situations like this. They are, I mean, wouldn't you say, I mean, that's a stereotype. And to think that they're being also made into victims, wow.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's just more and more. I don't know that we have to go through every time we see one of these. I've stayed away from most of these stories about the other people who are involved in this sort of thing. It's just why? What is there about? Is it that we are so insecure? And that's really where it comes from. Harvey Weinstein is probably the most insecure guy you'd find, and you understand that because he doesn't look very good, and you make up for that because you got money and power, so then you take advantage of people instead of kind of figuring out what's your. They're so aloof or they're so far away from their problem, they don't want to deal with it. Or now he's going to deal with it because he has to. But it's just.
I don't even know if he will really deal with it. I mean, it just seems like he's more concerned about protecting himself, his name and his reputation, and I don't know. I mean, he didn't even go to the rehab that his people issued multiple statements that he was going to a rehab.
Oh, where'd he go?
He ended up skipping that, and then he was supposed to go to an original rehab place, but then apparently they wouldn't let him have his cell phone. So then he went to some luxurious resort somewhere in Arizona because he could still have his phone. Then he was going to go to Europe. I mean, he's obviously not taking it seriously. And then the creepiest story of all, I read yesterday that he apparently promised his wife a third baby because she wanted to have a third child. And that was when this started to break, he promised her, okay, well, we can have a third child. I'll give you another baby, basically to make her stay. I mean, it's so gross. Why would you even want to bring another life into this world and share your genes again if you apparently really know that you have this huge problem? I don't know. I think he's totally full of it.
Well, then maybe it's probably much deeper than that. He's a very sick guy.
He is.
But you got to, the people who are around him can't keep feeding into it. That's what happens a lot of times with these people. Nobody wants to tell them what they don't want to hear. Well, you told me something I don't want to hear, you're fired. You know, that kind of stuff. But there's a, what a mess. Okay. That's my summation of where we are in that department. The pillows that you're sleeping on need refreshment. So you can take the MyPillow, stick them in the dryer, and they're refreshed. You have to wash them first. Sometimes you just dry them. I think if you put the pillows. And if you're worried about the bugs and stuff that are in your pillow, that come, these mites and things that come into your mouth and your nose and all around your pillow, your sheets, if you put those things in the dryer, the heat in the dryer is enough to kill them. Now, whether you want to wash them or you don't want to wash them, I guess it's up to you, but you can do that with your MyPillow. You can wash it and you can dry it and it'll be like new, which is not the case with most of the pillows that are around. As a matter of fact, something to consider when it comes to pillows, the feather-filled pillows, those of you who are conscious about animals and what happens to animals, you would not believe the pain that the animals that are giving up their feathers, if they're still alive, what pain they go through. And there are a lot of animals, a lot of chickens and ducks, it depends on what they're feeling, the down is in the pillow, that they just kill and take the feathers and put them in the, people don't stop to think, or I don't think they used to stop to think, what goes into making things like this. If you have some, it's like leather, what goes into killing a cow? You even think about that, and you know, what goes into filling a pillow with feathers? Have you ever thought about that, any of you? Jennifer, did you ever think about what it takes to put feathers in a pillow?
Victoria? I have not.
Carrot? No. So now I'll leave it to your Uncle Dougie, and he'll give you all the straight poop. And that's why I like my pillow, frankly, because they don't use this patented fill. Is nothing. I mean, you get around with all the various types, because it isn't just feathers that are used. There are a lot of other things that get used in pillows that are pretty gross. And as a matter of fact, some of the pillows that are made in China have things in them that you wouldn't want to know. This stuff is so gross that they put in there. But then there's foam and synthetic fill, and but the feathers, the down feather pillows, telling you no. No. So let's fix the problem with MyPillow. Every single time I talk about this, somebody will go online, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. I was looking at the numbers yesterday because they supply me with the numbers, people who are getting these pillows and where they are in the country, which is kind of cool. Here's what the message is. Buy one premium MyPillow now and get a second one for a loved one as a gift, whatever. It comes free. But you got to have, I mean, how many pillows do you have on your bed, Jennifer? 3, 4?
Four. Yeah, two on each side.
Victoria, you have?
Yep, same.
4 or 5, yeah.
Karen, two on each side?
Yeah.
I've got two. Two.
Yeah,
total.
We each need two. So buy four, pay for two, and get four, and give two to your loved one. Everybody needs two MyPillows. Get them at MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
After the hour now, time for our weekly overview of the top five items from the world of technology, courtesy of the experience and the research that Victoria Keelan does every week. So we have from five to one, the usual variety of the big names, starting with Facebook and a new feature at number five. Victoria?
Yes, Facebook's continuing its efforts to make sure that you stay on their platform as long as possible, and they even don't want you to take a break for food, and they're going to make that a lot easier. They announced that they have a new order food tool, which they've been testing in various markets and very targeted ways, but now they've actually rolled it out to everyone, and so they have partnerships with Delivery.com, DoorDash, and ChowNow, and they've also partnered with certain restaurant chains like Papa John's, Panera, Jack in the Box, TGI Fridays, Chipotle, and Five Guys, and the new order food section is actually located in the Explore menu, and you can browse all the food options that are nearby if you want delivery. It will actually tell you who is close by to you and where you can get takeout or delivery, and then you can choose which service you would like to use, and you never have to leave Facebook while you're doing it.
Yay for Facebook! All right, number four.
Yay for lazy Americans.
Yeah, right. Boo on lazy Americans.
I mean, that's kind of what it adds up to.
Yeah. All right, Zappos helping people in Las Vegas.
Right. Well, Zappos, of course, the largest online shoe retailer in the world, and of course they also have other accessories and clothes and stuff too now. They are a Las Vegas-based company, and they have decided that they want to help out with the situation after the shooting, and they have actually been covering the funeral costs for families who lost loved ones during the Las Vegas shooting. They said that we're working directly with families who need immediate assistance with funeral costs. This could include anything directly related to the burial, transportation, both in and out of state, caskets, flower arrangements, whatever it may be. Funerals are expensive, and Zappos says that a lot of times when charities collect money, it doesn't really end up trickling down to the individual families who might need, you know, whether it's $5,000 or $6,000, maybe $10,000 to actually bury their loved one. That's part of the problem. So Zappos is aiming to eliminate that. They are donating $1 million in donations, and the charity arm of Zappos is called Zappos for Good, and they're the ones who are actually soliciting for people who, if anyone has any issues or doesn't have enough money to help cover the cost, they want people to email them, zapposforgood@zappos.com, and they will reach out and help.
Zappos.com. Number three, Google. Let's see, we're doing a good job getting the big names in here. What's going on with Google?
Well, Google did something kind of interesting with their photo app this week. Furry friends, furry children, if that's how you refer to them, furry kids, they now are getting the recognition that the rest of the people and humans in your photo album will get. And Google has now done an update where they can actually identify your pets by name. And so you, instead of just searching dog or cat within your photo album on Google Photos, it will actually be able to search by Fido or Lassie, whatever the name of your pet is. And the only thing that it's apparently the AI has difficulty with is if the dogs or cats look too similar, then that's the only time that apparently throughout all the testing that it's been a little bit murky. But once you go in and actually correct Google and say, well, this cat is named this and that cat's named that, then it actually will remember and will organize all the folders based on the cat or dog's name, which is kind of cool.
Number two this week. All right, Lyft and Uber are doing, is this good or bad? I think it depends on how you interpret this particular information.
I mean, it's good news for Uber and Lyft because they are thriving as businesses. However, the UC Davis Institute of Transportation studies have detailed this week that when a lot of U.S. residents have actually sold their cars and have used Uber and Lyft instead, and this is actually creating a huge traffic problem in major cities across the country. So they surveyed more than 4,000 people in Boston, Chicago, L.A., New York, and D.C., and it turns out that because one individual is hiring these cars. So now Lyft, at least, Uber hasn't released a statement. Lyft has said they're going to start doing more ride sharing and carpooling.
I'd argue that point, but we got to get to number one, this major security flaw.
Yeah, the major security flaw this week, surprisingly, is not with Equifax. It's with Wi-Fi security. And it turns out it's probably going to affect big corporations more than individual people. However, the best thing you can do is update the firmware on your Wi-Fi router.
All right. Here's the solution to that problem. Thank you, Victoria Keelan, with an overview of the top five tech stories this week, 59 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.